Okay, good morning everybody. Good week. So, last year we began approaching the halakhos which relate to the dinim of kedima. When one should make one bracha first, one should make a bracha on a particular item first, and we mentioned that we're going to divide this limud into two halakhos. There are the halakhos of kedima as they relate to two items which have two different brachas, and the halakhos of kedima as they relate to two items which both have the same bracha. In the last year, we spoke about the kedima of items which have different brachas. So I'd like to just briefly summarize what we know and learn the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch inside, which we didn't get to last time. Basically, we went over the seder of different brachas. And we said that the seder is like this. If one has first an item which is Hamotzi, Hamotzi always comes first. Even if the other item in front of you is something which will definitely require a bracha, even after the Hamotzi. For example, it's a dessert type of item, the fruit which you have at the end of the meal, so you're still going to make a second bracha. The bracha of Hamotzi is always made first.
Well, unless they had an exception where you were using it as just a support for the food.
Right, in that very exceptional case which we learnt about, that one doesn't need any Hamotzi. The Hamotzi is possible.
There's no kedimah
where there isn't going to be any bracha. But in a situation where there is going to be a bracha on the bread, it will come first. Following that, we have the toilet. After that, we have going to be our gefen, and that gives us the reason why we have to cover the mezonos at kiddush time, in order that the mezonos shouldn't be embarrassed, so to speak, since really it's supposed to be first. Mezonos, our gefen, bo'priyeh, and bo'priyeh adomo, which are sort of on a similar level, and we'll look at what the din is when we have a choice between those two. But basically, they're on the same level. And finally, sharko. So, one very fast example, somebody sits down to have some cake and a coffee, so the mezonos is first, the coffee is afterwards, or some mezonos and a strong drink, yain sorok, the lachayim, so the lachayim, the bracha is afterwards, first the bracha on the cake. So let's just go over these halachos inside in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, which is to eat dalos and to eat hay. In the Yishtah Kodosh Zobah, Shever Kofi, Boyer Kri Ha'eit, and Boyer Kri Ha'adon. If one has something where the bracha is either Ha'eit or Ha'adon. The Gav Zobah, and one has in addition something, Shever Kofi Sha'ako, where the bracha is Sha'ako. So it works there, Lecho Mishneh. And one wishes to partake of both of these items. That's like we said, when we began learning this, the all these halachos only apply when one intends to partake of both. If one doesn't wish to partake of both, one's not required to specially partake of one of them in order to fulfill these halakhs. Here you have the fruit which is oint to our baba and the drink which is shako, you're intending to have both. Birkat Boyfri or eight, the birth of Boyfri or Baba, one of those two brothers, Toydmo is Shane Hashu. They would come earlier, first, before the bracha of shako, the Fishahein Muburore Yoita. Because they are more precise, Sheimon Poitrois Elamin El. Because they are specifically aimed at one precise sort of min, a Bo'fri or eight, a Bo'fri or Adonot, which is a more precise type of shlat, like the Boroku, which we said is better to be first. The Sha'ako, whereas the Bracha Sha'ako, he Bracha Kelelet Harbi, is a very general Bracha. But people in the Shemir Kote Sha'ako, who Chaviv Lo Yoseh. Now, even if the item which is Sha'ako has some other seemingly advantageous position, it is more positive. Because looking, nevertheless, sorry for asking, Bo'fri or eight, and Bo'fri Adoma, Bo'fri or eight, Bo'fri Adoma comes first. Because when we have different types of brachos, we're not taking note of whether the item is chavi or kosher or anything like that. We are simply taking note of this seder of the brachos, in which Bo'fri and Bo'fri Adoma precede Sha'ako. And the continuation of this theme is Ipe. Birkat Bari Minimizonis, the Bracha of Bari Minimizonis, Kedemet, Gav the Birkat Hayai. Takes precedence over the Birkat Hayai, because she came Hamotzi, and how much more than Hamotzi should take precedence over the Bracha of Bari Minimizonis. And if we get that data that we mentioned, I might see Mazonot and then vote for our God. Sorry, he came down with Calabrica very young then, since I'm hoping even earlier than Mazonot, but I'm hoping Mazonot and vote for our God. But okay, the Shabbos, the Yom Tov, Shem and Tadish, and I, and this is the reason that on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, when we make Kiddush on wine, sorry, for Tatis is a Tatah. For this reason, one has to cover the bread, Shlo Yere Boshto. In order that the bread shouldn't be embarrassing, so to speak, Shemagdin is no Birkat Hayayim. That we are making the Birkat Hayayim first. The Chet Shabbos, similarly, in the morning, Shem and Tadish, Shlo Yere Boshto, when he was ready, if one makes the Kiddush, one has a Gehen and cake. Torah says, "Hatoytom b'shal hakiddush." One needs to come there at the time of kiddush. That basically completes our study of the kedima of different types of brachot. So the next type of kedima which we need to approach is the kedima which applies between different items which have the same brachot. For example, different items which are very frequent, probably the most applicable case where you're having different items which are very free of height. Now the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch deals with these halachas in the first three se'itim of this sermon. Now, we're going to depart from our usual practice over here, and I'm not going to learn the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch inside. And the reason for this is that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has a different opinion here than the Mishnah Berurah. And there are enough details in this topic to confuse ourselves enough without put the guys into an extra shitter, which we like that we don't pass in life. So, let's just make a summary of the position, which is halacha l'maaseh. The Mishnah Berurah rules in the following fashion. We can remember this with a very easy simon called chash chag. Chash chag is going to help us remember what comes first, what comes second. And the word chash chag, these letters, is a mnemonic for the four levels of kedima in that order, in the order that comes first, what comes afterwards, and they are choshuv. The next one is shalei, chash choshuv, shalei. The second test is for chaviv, and finally gover. Choshuv, shalei, chaviv, and gover. Choshuv. Sholei, Chaviv, Gobel. Now, the only difficult thing about the seven is that there's two chet. Right. Which chet comes first? Choshuv, Sholei, Chaviv, Gobel. Choshuv is Choshuv. I always remember it with the chet shin, because it's also chet shin, so it goes with the chash. Choshuv. Choshuv, Sholei, Chaviv, Gobel.
Are you saying
the Mishnah of Right, now let's look more precisely at what is Choshuv, what is Shalom, what is Chaviv, what is God. So, as we've already mentioned, Choshuv, as we know, is what is Min Shiva. The things that are from the Shiva Hamin, Shinishtab Sobohen Eretz Yisrael. That is what is included in the term Choshuv. No, it doesn't make any difference whether in our eyes it has hashivos, whether it's expensive, whether it's rare, etc., etc. In this halakhic box, those things that are choshuv are those things that are the minis shenishtab sobohen eretz yisrael. So, for example, if we're having in front of us a grape and an apple, the bracha will be made on the grape, and we'll use that bracha on the grape to exempt the apple. And not the other way around. We won't go and take hold of the apple, make the broth on the apple, take a bite of the apple, and then have the grape. We make first the broth on the grape, and then exempt the apple that way. Let's just add, this doesn't that could mean that one's required to eat up first all the grapes. That's not how it goes. This is simply a halacha in the halut broth, in the item which you make the broth on. So you make a broth on the grapes, take a bite out of the grapes, and then, after that, you can do as you please, eat whatever you want.
But there's multiple shivas minimum,
and
you have to go.
Oh, so let's summarize it, multiple shivas minimum. It's also well done. Also, let's just summarize it. That's if you have shivas minimum and not shivas minimum. What if we have different items within the shivas minimum? So we have grapes, and we have dates, and we have pomegranate, all sitting in front of us on the table. Which one do we make first? So we know that halacha is that whatever is closest to the word Eretz in the Pasuk is called more Pasuk. So for that we have to have the Pasuk actually chorot v'zichro yeinu engraved in our mind. Eretz chitot v'sa'ira gefen v'ein of a Rimon, Eric the Chemin Udvash. So we have Eric twice in the pasuk. I'm always looking what's closest to the word Eric before it. So beginning with one Eric and then there's 5 minutes mentioned after it, and then it's followed by another Eric which has after it the Chemin Udvash, which gives us, for example, Beit as being in quite a high place, in the second in the pasuk, whereas, for example, grapes, even though they're earlier in the pasuk, are only third to Eric. So, for example, having thought about dates and grapes, then we'll make the brother take the dates and make the brother, and in that way we'll exempt the grapes. And similarly, obviously, anything that comes after grapes in the pasuk, Te'ena and Rimmon, and if we'll have a fig, which we've checked very well for Peloy, or if we'll have a pomegranate, the date will be first. And if we'll have, if we'll maybe make a brach on an olive, then most certainly that will be before any.
And if you have an article of return, but is there any way that so the barley or the wheat.
Is there any way?
If
it's hard to have a situation, right? Let's think about it. If we consume it in the most regular fashion, mazoyan, then it's anyway first, because we're being mazoyan. Now, what happens if we consume it in some sort of fashion whereby it's very, very hard on? Which can sometimes happen. They touch the past week in such a way that they're both free Hadoma or other types of crunchy bars and granola, all these Chinese which aren't so clear. If stuck in their both free Hadoma, then what will be the dish? Will they have, and will be eating them, let's say, together with a fruit that's either not shivatim in them at all, or it's a later thing in the pasuk. So then what will be the dish? Then we'll have to look at the. Really, what this will bring us to is to look more closely at the Dine Kedima, which applies to both Kri Ha'it and both Kri Ha'adot. This special little category of Dine Kedima all on its own, which we haven't yet looked at.
There could never be eight, though.
Right, we're never going to find a case how they're going to be Ha'it. They're never going to be Ha'it. So, it will always fall into this box of the Dine of both Kri Ha'it and both Kri Ha'adot, which Mr. Hashem will look at as a separate look. So that's what will apply, leaving aside that particular special case of the Minigogo, but everything else will be answered pretty easily with this cloud of the Chavit coming first, and using the word Eric in the Pasuk to indicate what is more Chavit and what is less Chavit. So, if we have two items, one is Shivat HaMini, one is not, Shivat HaMini coming first, and if they're both Shivat HaMini, we'll be looking at the Pasuk to see what is more Chavit. Now, if they are both not Shivat HaMini, or equally so, if they would both be Shiva Samini and not the same Hashivut, i.e. they're the same name. That's the only case you can have it. A little more unusual. Let's take more simply a case where they're not Shiva Samini, an apple and an orange. So then the next thing we will go to is Shali. If you'll have one which is Shali or one which is not, then you'll make a bracha on the item which is whole. Moving down the list, if they're both shelling or both not shelling.
Are these nectar come out of shells? Are they the shell?
Yeah, so that is still called shelling.
That's the dogma. That's it. Some of these egosir, walnut, say, are they slipping off though? They're usually, they come out of shells.
They have to have all the steel, each nut by hand, walnut.
You can get them out in one piece if you're careful, the whole thing. So most of the half, right? Mostly, what you think is whole half.
Right.
You can get the actual thing out without breaking it if you're careful.
The walnuts are like those ones.
It's two.
Normally they come like, the whole one is really like a round.
That's right.
But we see often the packet of one is usually like one side is smooth. That's the half.
That's the half.
Yeah. So you have to know something to the seal for each bit.
So an orange without its peel on it while it's still whole. Is that for still whole?
Yeah. I think an orange without its peel is good for the choice. But, if I'm not mistaken, this time check the substance. Certainly, because I'm not mistaken, an apple without its peel is not called chocolate. Because peels are,
I think once you use the peel,
it's sort of perfectly acceptable practice to eat the peel of an apple.
A lemon species in Italy, they grow for a skin only. Right. Very thick skin, and they throw away the inside bit, but the outside is sweet, and they eat the outside piece only, not the inside.
Well, if you'll have the chimney, surely
that has to be, obviously, has the whole thing together. Because you can't eat the inside without
it. Which we have to go back to a lot of theories. But as well, is the brother on that, on that clipper.
Yeah, the clipper.
Normally you might think that a clipper is a byproduct. I think it's normally burned through our knowledge. Maybe, you know, probably in this situation, it's probably burned through our knowledge.
Somebody
went through
a certain person who used to eat the skins, I think, of oranges or these citrus fruits.
I think it has to be like Moki who has
that. And whether he's counted, he's opinion is that. I think they made a shadow, invented the shadow to
Hanukkah. All the
things
that
they did, that's
probably a little bit ridiculous. Okay, and then finally, the other two, we'll just finish off with them, which are basically self understood, which are Kovin and Gobel, something which is preferred. If both are equally Shalim or both are not Shalim, then the Kovin comes first, which we follow the opinion basically that Kovin means something which is generally Kovin to you, even if today, you fancy the other min first, but if generally you prefer an orange, you make the broth on the orange, and then after you can go and consume the apple. And if there's no preference in chavivos, then we go to whichever one is chavivos. Okay.